of frustration. And this is where I think language came from. I mean, it came from our desire to transcend our isolation and have some sort of connection with one another. When it gets really interesting, I think, is when we use that same system of symbols to communicate all the abstract and intangible things that we're experiencing. And so much of our experience is intangible. So much of what we perceive cannot be expressed. It's unspeakable. And yet, you know, when we communicate with one another and we feel that we have connected and we think that we're understood, I think we have a feeling of almost spiritual communion. And that feeling might be transient, but I think it's what we live for.